It is a better indicator of the mood of the people.
That's the editor of Pakistan's Frontier Post, Rashid Rehman. Australians go to the polls in a month's time without a clear indication of who might form the next government. According to the latest opinion polls, both the Conservative government and Labour opposition are neck and neck after the first week of campaigning. This is good news for Prime Minister John Howard, which saw its support slump in the wake of the Iraq war. But as analyst Jenny Hocking says, the big issue now is the economy.
Well, this is a very long election campaign, and I think the fit is definitely dominated by the economy. And that's interesting given that I've had a lot of controversy over the last year to do with being part of the work on terrorism and national security, and yet they're fairly low down, those national security issues are fairly low down on all of the polls which are asking people concerned about it. Even though the economy is good in terms of relatively low interest rates, there's been very much focus, particularly from the government, on what in their campaign arguing that under Labor interest rates would rise. So that's really bitten in the last week, and that was the focus of the government campaign in the last week. Most economists at the moment are coming out saying
back, and its aftermath seems to have, despite being a hot issue that led to Islamic this state.
It has domestic issues, and I suppose that's because we've got a commitment in terms of troop number there. We've visited America and the other partners clearly on the Iraq side of Saddam every day. There's no doubt that Australian voters are showing again votes are the domestic issues of health and hospitals, the economy, and certainly education. I mean, these are areas where traditionally we've had a very strong government in terms of public education.